passages this morning, and after we read them, you're going to wonder what I'm doing, because I'm going to do something I haven't done before. I'm actually going to preach an acronym. Most of us know of the Holy Spirit, and it was too hard to work that out into a sermon, so I'm actually going to use the word Holy Ghost to lead us this morning, and you're going to wonder why, because it's not Pentecost. But I think what a better opportunity and day to speak about the moving of the Spirit of God on a day where we're kicking off the new ministry season. So I'd like to read two passages with you. The first is from the Old Testament. I think that's the first one that pops up, right? Yeah, from Exodus 37. Read with me from God's Word. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Right? Yeah. And he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and sent me into the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and the tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: Come from the four winds, O breath.'" In Hebrew, it is ruach. "And breathe into the slain that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and ruach, or breath, entered them. They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, 'Our bones are dried up, our hope is gone, we are cut off.' Therefore prophesy and say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says: O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle in you in your land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." And then jump with me to the New Testament quickly, to the book of Acts, the second chapter. That is the famous Pentecost passage. And it says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, 'Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in their own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Pergia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue.' Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does it mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said they have had too much wine." I suspect we all have one of these. Now, here's what's interesting. Right now, this cell phone isn't good for very much. I can't make a call. I can't text. I can't listen to my music. There's not much this phone really is good for. Now, just recognizing my fingerprint. Now it works. It's activated, and the full potential of the phone now comes to life. I believe our lives are a lot like this cell phone. It is there. It is ready. It has the full potential to be used by God. And in its simplistic form, the Holy Spirit is the fingerprint that comes onto our lives. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon our lives, we understand the gospel. When the Holy Spirit moves in our lives, we're able to respond in faith to his leading. When the Holy Spirit comes on our lives, it activates us for ministry. We simply need to step out in faith in order to get released for ministry. Dr. Kerr came with this great acronym that I'm going to borrow about the Holy Ghost. I want you to think about that this morning as we look at ministry. Now, to not keep you here all day, we're just going to leave holy, holy, and we're going to look at ghost, G. Have you ever noticed the blowing of the Spirit of God never seems to stop? There's something about that word, isn't it? Already beginning in the Old Testament, where Ezekiel writes, "Come from the four winds, O Ruach, and breathe upon the slain that they may live." The Spirit of God, as the Spirit blows, touches everything that it touches. Think already back to the Ezekiel passage. There's a mini revival beginning to happen in Babylon. And then you see the work of Zerubbabel, and then Ezra, and then Nehemiah. And Israel's starting to come back to Judah. The temple is being rebuilt. The walls around Jerusalem are being restored. The law is being read in the temple again. And here's what Ezra writes. The priests in their vestments and with their trumpets, and the Levites with their cymbals took their places to praise the Lord, as prescribed by David, king of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord, "He is good, his love endures forever." And the people gave a great shout to the Lord, because the foundation of the house had been laid. Now jump ahead 400 years. There is another temple that is built by Herod the Great. The law had been returned. The wall had been restored. The temple had been rebuilt. But religiosity, legalism, had begun to set into the temple. And so Jesus comes, and he... Well, not Jesus, we're not in the New Testament yet. But the word of God comes and it speaks to the Pharisees. "Woe to you Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues, the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you because you are like unmarked graves, which men walk over without knowing it." Do you get a sense that what we see in Ezekiel, we see in our world today? Dry bones at times. A lack of life in our world or purpose. And so I hear Ezekiel's words, "Come from the four winds, O Ruach, and breathe in the bones that they may live." And I see that beginning culmination of what God wants to do, because you jump to the New Testament, to the book of Acts, And the Holy Spirit falls, and 3,000 people come to faith in one day. What appears to be flames coming down from heaven, a wind blowing mightily, there's stirring of something going on. And the gospel shared, and everyone hears in their own word. Can you picture that Spirit moving today? Dry bones coming to life, lost and broken people finding their purpose and their meaning in Jesus, and coming to life and having an assurance of hope. The Spirit of God is alive, and He calls us to authentic worship, to passionate worship. People of God, worship God. Worship God for who He is. Worship for the fact that this morning, as you sit here this morning, you are saved by grace through faith. Worship because you are forgiven. Worship because you are held securely by a God who so loved us that He sent His Son into the world to live, to die, to be buried, to ascend, and who poured out His Spirit on the church. As you think about the moving of the Spirit of God this morning, it's easy for those of us that have been Christians all of our life, or maybe we've been longtime members, to forget about how important this is. Maybe you're new to community church. Young people, challenge us to be authentic. Challenge us to be excited and passionate and relentless of our worship of God. Challenge us to be on fire with the Word of God. For we are dry bones that have come to life. Worship God, because His Spirit moves. H. Hospitality. Challenge us to make room for each other. I hope that you're not in a hurry. I know we all have busy lives, but we're going to have a great time later this morning. We're going to have food. There's going to be some barbecue corn on the cob. There's going to be refreshment. There's going to be a bouncy castle and balloons. There's a chance for us to do community and to do life together. As God built His church, community was a huge part of what God wanted to do. Challenge each other. Challenge as community church in this ministry season to look beyond what is to what could be. Challenge us to make time for others. Challenge us to reach out to the least of these, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, to what the Bible would call the sinners, the wayward. Challenge us to reach out to people who are different than you and I. I think of how God often did that. Do you remember a young guy? Nobody really looked at him as having any potential. In fact, when they were looking for a king, they totally overlooked this guy. At least the father did. And he says, after being asked, "Oh yeah, I do. I do have another son, but he's so young and he's a shepherd." And God went after one of the least of these, and He made him a king. He became one of the most beloved psalm writers of all time. His name is King David. And He said, somebody from your line will rule on the throne forever. Who could not think of Paul? A persecutor of the faith who nobody wanted to do anything with, and yet they invested in his story, and he became one of the greatest church planters and pastors in biblical history. I love the story I heard of a guy named Thomas Aquinas. He was young, he was fat, he was looked down on by teachers and peers alike as being dumb. He's one of the greatest theological influencers of the church in all of history. Challenge each other to not put people into categories. Challenge each other to be better, to think better, to think differently. Challenge us to look at relationship as being a priority. Oh, the Spirit fell on all who were gathered. I want you to think this morning of that ruach, breathing life into dry bones that even bones and ligaments and flesh came together. The ultimate impossible happened. And the same thing happened in Acts 2, where a church was born. As we begin this season, I want us to ask ourselves this morning, are we willing to be so engulfed by the Spirit of God that He takes over every aspect of our lives? Are we allowing God to press the activate on the story of our lives, that our lives come to life, to allow His Spirit to control everything that we are and we do? Marlene already mentioned it a bit earlier, but I love how the Spirit of God is at work here in this church. I'm loving sitting around our council table. I love hearing the elders having a discussion about reaching out into our community, about engaging this place for effective ministry, to help this church be all that God wants it to be. It's exciting to sit around the table to hear those conversations. It's exciting to see a group of deacons who challenge us to care for the poor and to stand for justice and to reach out in mercy. It's exciting to see people give their time right now to lead kids' church. A couple of weeks, it's exciting to see all the energy that happens as Boys Club and GEMS come together and people are using their gifts and God is stretching us and He's allowing us to plant seeds in the lives of children. I think of Insight, not only for its leaders, but for a number of the youth that are in there that go on projects like Serve and are using their gifts in other places. For the dedication of our worship teams that lead us every week. To a group that meets on the 15th of every month for prayer, and this morning at the end of the service, if you're in the need of prayer, that gather to pray. To our small groups, to our decor team, and the list can go on. The Holy Spirit fell on all those who were present. I believe Community Church wants to be grabbed by the Spirit of God. I believe within Community Church there is a relentless desire to take the gospel to the very ends of the earth. I believe there is a desire here in this church for God to press the activate button within our spiritual lives, our devotional lives, our prayer lives, and to bring them to fruition. I believe there is a desire within this church to be so enamored with the love of God. God, on this Ministry Sunday, is asking each of us this morning, where are you going to be released for ministry? Are you willing to let God press the activation button? Because He's got a place for all of you in the ministry here at Community Church. Will we step up and answer the call of the Spirit? S, seek the lost. I want to tie that into everything we've just said, and this part's really short. Invite, 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 invite people to hear the story of God. Enter your life with people who are irreligious and simply ask them about their story. How's life going? Tell me your story. That could simply be your question. What's your story? I'll guarantee you, you will have opportunities to share, to pray, to walk into very sacred areas. And I believe that's where God wants all of us to be. And finally, take a stand. God, I believe, wants us this morning to stand on the rooted assurance of His word, that we are saved by grace through faith, that we are redeemed, that we are forgiven. And the same God who has done all of that has poured out His Spirit, and His Spirit is alive within your story. And the Bible says that you are an ambassador. You are salt. You are to be the light of the world. You, brothers and sisters, are the very presence of God here on earth. You are a royal priesthood, 1 Peter says, a holy nation, a people who belong to God. Or that beautiful confessional statement would ask the question, what is your only comfort in life and in death? To which we could echo and for the depths of our being say, I am not my own, but I belong body and soul to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you sense the working and the movement of the Spirit of God in community church? When you begin to realize how God has called you to faith, how he leads, how he redeems, and how he sustains, you'll be drawn into worship. You'll be drawn into hospitality. You'll be drawn into realizing you are gifted and you are called and you are empowered. You'll have a desire to reach the lost. And so here's where our passage leaves us. Here's your life. The Holy Spirit into you. And he's called you to mission. He's asking you to step out in faith so that you can be released for ministry and that God can work through you. His Spirit is calling each of us this morning to step out in faith. Will you join us? Will you join us in an exciting 2018-19 ministry season as we look forward to what God has in store for us? Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we thank you that you are the God who brings dead bones to life. We give you thanks this morning that maybe you're knocking on the door of our heart and you're saying, yeah, I want to step out in faith and believe in the God who has redeemed me. But Lord, maybe this morning you're calling us to something new. We pray, oh God, that we would sense the leading and the movement of your Spirit. And this morning, maybe for the first time, we would step out in faith and we'll say, okay, God, I'm not sure. It's not fitting into my schedule, but Lord, I'm willing to step in and be used by you in this ministry. And so, Lord, we lay all of the ministries here at Community Church in your hands. And we simply ask you, oh God, that you would breathe into this building, into those who enter it, a clear understanding of who they are and who you are and how you have come to bring them eternal life. Not only something that we look forward to in the future, but a life that is full of your abundance already here and right now. And so, Lord, we want to lay these direct ministries before you. But we also want to pray for our Bolivia team, Lord, as they prepare to go to Bolivia, that you will prepare them, that you will prepare the field in which they will serve, that you would do great things. We pray for the fruit that Phil and Janetta are invested in. We pray that, Lord, you would continue to use them. We pray that as they prepare very soon to go back, that, Lord, you would use them and that, Lord, there would be much fruit for the gospel. And that it would not only be for the gospel, Lord, but they would see your own working in their story and they'd be drawn closer to you as well. Lord, we want to pray for our serve team as they lead our service next week. We just pray, Lord, as we hear the story of how you were at work and are at work within them and the field in which they served in Muskegon, that we may say, wow, look what God has done. Look what God is continuing to do. And Lord, as we sit here on this hot day, Lord, we want to remember our American brothers and sisters who are experiencing a hurricane. We just pray, Lord, that the loss of life would be minimal. We pray that your church would be able to rise up and shine in moments like this to offer not only hospitality, but love and compassion. And that as the doors of the churches are open, Lord, people may see the love of God and come to faith. And dry, empty lives may be made new and come to life. And so, Lord, within each of us this morning, I pray that you would be at work. And that wherever we are in that spectrum of needing to respond to the Spirit of God, that you would just convict us of that, Lord, and that we would say, you know what, God, I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to step out in faith. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for grace. Thanks for breathing life into our very beings. In your name we pray. Amen.